She filled her room with hollow paper lanterns, and she lit them when her heart felt empty. In that magical calm, before drifting off to sleep, the ground outside her window turned to gray sea. Her lighted window pane beckoned an inner chamber of a good man's heart across the water. And it was real for an instant. And he thought his yearning was weak and dismissed it. That night, the moon turned to paper. Piece by piece, paper cries scattered across dimensions. Those lunar cries opened the girl's heart and set it too wide open. Her ripening heart felt a full ache, growing pains from which round tears flowed. The hurt was loud and bounced from surface to surface in the smallest space at the deepest point within her heart. A buried echo, unheard by others, but loud to her. It was a sound ache of pain and beauty, and their tones were amazingly similar. Afraid to share their inseparable sound, the girl kept her lips closed. Open heart, silent cry, pain and beauty escaped as still waves in her tears. When the tip of the girl's tongue tasted just the membrane of a tear, as it toppled beyond the crest of her cheek, she let out a sob at the realization that pain and beauty tasted the same as well. The taste of a pain, a joy, a want, a truth, a love, a fall. She recognized their presence in all she felt. She had always just chosen to feel one or the other. The one-sided pain, that was inadequacy. The one-sided beauty, just longing. What to do? Pain and beauty were slipping toward her jaw's edge, and they had never seemed so precious. To swallow them would be selfish. To wipe them, cruel. To let them fall to the pebbles below would be tragic.
Just dream them. One, two, buckle my shoe. Three, four, shut the door. Five, six, pick up sticks. Seven, eight, lay them straight. One, two, seat turns great. Three, four, row ashore. Five, six, love sick tricks. Seven, eight, find a mate. Nine, ten, asleep again. One, two, I love you. Three, four, out the door. Five, six, in the mix. Seven, eight, 2 weeks late. Nine, ten, a big fat kiss.
With each new love, the girl's strong tears became milky. They somehow gained a density and hung with the heavy wisdom of a mother, a sister, friend, lover. At the same time, her heart became lighter and lighter, and she inspected each tiny tear stone, hoping to know each one. Never seen the inside of a stone. Although you may break it apart again and again, all you're seeing is another outside.
You have never seen the inside.
The stone uses your touch to gain its hardness. Need your sight to gain your shape. And
there may be no inside at all, or even an actual outside. Just something to skip across a pond, cool your cheek, reveal your heart.
Thank you.
in that magical calm before drifting off to sleep. She filled her room with hollow paper notions, and she left them when her heart felt empty. In that magical calm,
her daughter was tall and strong.